This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Interestingly enough, we were just discussing music, and Buck is out today because he's taking his mom to see James Taylor, who is up at the Cascades Amphitheater, Ridgefield.
It's now the Cascades. I had no idea.
Yeah, I know. It changes names a lot. Yeah. But it's the same amphitheater that's always been out there.
Yes, I would say the Ridgefield Amphitheater.
Anyway, James Taylor is there tonight, and then we got to talk about Bob Dylan. He's there tomorrow night.
I'll be damned.
Did you know that?
I had no
idea.
Is
Bob Dylan in town listening to us right now?
Bob Dylan and Willie Nelson. Well, here's, and this pains me, because
Willie's like 100 years old.
I love Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan. Two of my all-time favorites.
Ooh, Dylan's 83.
But unfortunately, Billy Strings is great too.
He's with him.
He's with him. Unfortunately, and by the way, in completely separate incidents, several years apart, I no longer can see Willie Nelson or Bob Dylan.
Taylor's there tonight. Dylan's there tomorrow. And then I'm looking. So that got me looking through the amphitheater schedule. Mm-hmm. Creed's coming for you on August 13th. Did you know that?
Look at that, is dynamite. Hey, Creed's making a big comeback.
And hey, what about this? Styx are playing with Kevin Cronin and Don Felder.
Really?
You know who Kevin Cronin is?
I know who Don Felder is. I do not know who Kevin Cronin is.
Joe's brother?
Felder, of course, of the Eagles.
Yeah.
Kevin Cronin is the lead singer of REO Speedwagon.
Oh, well, I'll be damned.
What's he doing? And where's the Speedwagon?
Well, I think what happens a lot now is, like, for a while there, Queen was touring with Paul Rogers, who is the lead singer of Bad Company. So I think what happens is sometimes, like, a lot of these older bands break up, or, you know, some guy gets arthritis or the gout. And so you just take members from one, like, old, awesome group, and you put them with members of another, and you kind of just, you know.
So Cronin is, am I to understand that Cronin is now, so Dennis DeYoung is not with the Styx?
That would be my guess.
So Cronin is the singer for Styx, or is Cronin doing his own thing and he's playing the Styx?
I do not know, but I would assume, because I've seen a lot of these, I would assume that he is singing with Styx.
Because I tell you what, if anybody could replace Dennis DeYoung, and I haven't heard Styx forever.
Yeah.
It'd be Kevin Cronin. That's actually a good replacement, if that's true.
It does sound like.
So he's the singer and Felder's on guitar?
That seems to be the case, yes.
So it's not really Styx, but
yeah,
it's just Kevin Cronin and Don Felder playing Styx music.
Well, but you have the other members of Styx, and so it's kind
of. I know, but Cronin and Felder are bigger than those guys, aren't they?
I mean,
Styx aren't really Styx without DeYoung.
But the problem is that you can't go out and tour just as Felder and
right. You
and,
have to.
Yeah.
So they're kind of stealing the Mr. Roboto.
Sure. Well, and then you get the best of both worlds. Like I said, I saw Paul Rogers and Queen. That's the one that is instantly in my head. I saw them like 3 times, and it was cool because you would get all of, and I'm a bigger fan of Queen than I am Bad Company, but I like them both. But you would get all of the Queen hits, and he could sing. Dude, he could belt them out. He wasn't Freddie, but he had a great voice. And so you would get all the Queen stuff, and then you'd get like 6 of Bad Company's big hits. because let's be honest, Bad Company only has like 5 or 6 songs you need to hear, but you would get all of them, and then you get all the Queen stuff.
Yeah, that's nice.
So my guess is you
get... So we're getting some Sticks playing Ario with Kevin Cronin?
Yeah.
Sign me up!
And I'll bet you, too, that you throw in some... Because Felder wrote Hotel California.
Yeah.
He's the one that wrote the melody and the lick. I'm guessing you probably get Hotel California.
Wow.
Is Sticks good?
Well, I like Sticks music,
but every time I talk to people of your generation, they kind of dump on Sticks.
A little bit. They were, I mean,
all right,
I
here's the thing about
they
Sticks.
They were an acquired
taste. Can we break it down here? Much like Creed is having a renaissance right now.
Sticks had a renaissance.
It's like that. Are they good?
They were all right.
They're
not.
Their music's fine. Yes, I like it.
They've got some stuff.
Yeah, dude, when you play Mr. Roboto, it's very similar to Can You Take Me Higher?
Well, Mr. Roboto.
Arms wide open.
Yeah.
Mr. Roboto is Sticks, but that's like, that's not quintessential Sticks.
I like Renegade.
Renegade or...
Yeah, like before, yeah, like the 70s.
Yeah.
Mr. Roboto.
Yeah, but it's all the, I'm just saying, it's that level, like Nickelback and Creed.
Nickelback's good.
And see, that's what I'm saying. They're like for a while, everyone made fun of them and crapped on them, and now they're back and making a big resurgence. That's kind of like what Styx is doing.
Yeah, Nickelback gets dumped on too much. Nickelback isn't that bad.
All right. Well, I feel like Styx was fine. Maybe not everybody's cup of tea back in the 70s, but you know, they're coming.
Yeah.
And then the show of all shows is on August 30th, where Toto is coming to town. Well, and how do we miss this?
Who knows?
Can't miss this.
Toto.
I'll be there.
Wow.
Toto's great.
We got Pantera as well.
So wait, hold on.
There's a lot.
Did you watch the Yacht Rock doc?
If you're asking me if I watched something on Toto, the answer is no.
Did you watch the Yacht Rock doc?
No,
you obviously didn't, because Toto was a big part of that.
I did not.
Toto has been a big part of a lot of great music. It's just that they're kind of behind the scenes. They've written a lot of stuff. He's played with a lot of different bands. Like, Toto is shockingly underrated. Then, of course, you have Africa. And that in and of itself.
Well, the fact that Mount Kilimanjaro was worked into a song.
You should hear them talk about that.
It rises like there's an Olympus, and then they
rises like Olympus above the Serengeti.
I mean, the fact that they just managed
they
to throw
that
in.
They hate that song.
Do they?
Yes, and they also could not believe that became a hit, and they despise it. But they have to play
it. You gotta
play it, man. Yeah, that song's, I don't know.
Well, all I know is that's a hell
it's
of a run. So from James Taylor to Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan to Styx and Kevin Cronin.
Yeah.
And then you're throwing Pantera. So you're going with the Great Southern Trendkill, and then like right behind
Toto.
That, you're getting Yacht Rock?
Well, you're mixing in a Suicide Boys. Don't forget them. And then Toto, then The Offspring, then Billy Idol.
What I'm waiting for is the Pantera Yacht Rock collaboration. I'm waiting for Toto to sing with Pantera. And I'm not sure which would be better, Old Phil singing the Serengeti, or if we could get the lead singer of Toto doing, you know, Cowboys from Hell. I think that's the collaboration that we didn't know that we needed, but that we do. If we're combining all these acts, let's make it so.
Tell you what, Ridgefield, you got it going on this summer.
That's a hot list.
That is a hot list. Love Toto. Rosanna. Remember that tune? Great tune.
And there's Men at Work as well.
Wait, what? I didn't see that.
Toto's with Men at Work.
Oh, Men at Work's opening?
Wow, he just says,
plus. Do you come from a land down under?
You're having a Vegemite sandwich?
God.
We're getting to nothing today,
by the way.
They have
a bunch of good shows.
Buckle up.
Yeah, they do have a bunch of good shows.
Hardy and Co. Wetzel next weekend?
Who?
Country.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
so Will knows nothing of what we're talking
about.
But
he's country, bro.
And
I
know
REO Speedwagon.
Yeah.
You don't know Hardy?
No.
I know Thomas Rhett. He's coming.
Yeah.
He's fine life.
Yeah. Will's a full, Will goes full country, bro.
I'm not full country, bro. I just worked a lot of country concerts. I enjoy going to them.
We'll get to headlines coming up next. Here is Young Will with sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.